She may not go quietly. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The Republican projected to have lost the Arizona governor's race to Democrat Katie Hobbs. Carrie Lake tells Fox the election was botched and votes are not all counted, and many of them
are in Maricopa County where they took our sacred vote and they just made a mockery of it.
Lake was backed by former President Trump and, like him, has questioned the 2020 election results. This as Donald Trump looks ahead to 2024. He'll make an announcement at 9 p.m. Eastern tonight at his Florida Mar-a-Lago home, expected to be him running for president again.
Already, the reception in Washington is lukewarm at best. Lindsey Graham, a supporter of the president, saying, well, let's see what he says. He says he'll weigh in after the Georgia election.
Fox's Griff Jenkins outside Mar-a-Lago. Some Republicans blame the former president for the lack of a red midterm elections wave, for helping nominate GOP candidates that lost. Now, Republicans are one win away from a House majority in the next Congress, with 13 races still undecided today. House Republicans will pick their leadership. Kevin McCarthy is hoping to be the next speaker.
Conservatives in the House Freedom Caucus have suggested a challenge and are hoping to win concessions in a rules package as leverage. Regardless of today's vote, McCarthy will need to win an outright majority on the House floor in January, a vote that could mean winning near unanimous support from Republicans if the majority is as small as election projections now indicate.
Fox's Jared Halpern. President Biden's at the G20 summit where they're pledging to spend
billions of dollars in developing economies on things like energy security and health infrastructure.
We're at an inflection point. Investments we make today will have far-reaching impact on the world for generations to come.
It also looks like we'll get a declaration condemning Russia's actions in Ukraine, but acknowledging not all nations feel that way.
That's Fox's Jonathan Savage. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
If former President Trump does announce another run for the White House tonight, as expected, he may face his ex-vice president. Mike Pence told Fox's Hannity last night that he's also considering a 2024 run for president.
We parted amicably, and we spoke a number of times after I left office.
But Pence says they've gone separate ways after the former president kept up his criticism of Pence certifying Joe Biden's election victory instead of blocking it on the infamous day of the Capitol riot last year. Now, Pence has called Trump's actions reckless and has a new book out.
The title of former Vice President Mike Pence's memoir also happens to be the final four words he uttered before officially becoming first in line to the presidency in 2017.
About to enter.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
So Help Me God, published by Simon & Schuster, hits bookstores today. It's billed not only as his story, but also gives details about what he calls a close working relationship with former President Trump that, quote, did not end well. He also talks about the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol, saying he believes he, quote, did his duty that day. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are rising, coming off a losing day. On Monday Night Football, a perfect season ruined.
The Eagles entered the game a perfect 8-0 and a double-digit favorite, but were upset at home by the Commanders 32-21 on Monday Night Football. The Commanders' defense held the powerful Philly offense under 300 total yards and forced three turnovers. With the win, the Commanders even their record at 5-5 and find themselves just a half game behind the 49ers for the final wild card spot in the NFC. With a loss, the 8-1 Eagles lead the Giants by just one game in the NFC East. I'm Eric Messersmith. Fox News.
In baseball, the Major League Rookies of the Year have been chosen. Julio Rodriguez of the Seattle Mariners in the American League. The Writers picked Atlanta Brave Michael Harris II in the National League. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.